Minnesota Reads here on KUMD is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This morning, our guest is Jeffrey Briggs, a former Minnesotan, whose newest book is set right here on the North Shore. It's called Within a Shadowed Forest. Jeffrey Briggs joins us from Pacific Time in Seattle, where it wasn't surprising to me at all that you had a cup of good coffee in front of you. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me on the radio with you. It's quite a treat and quite a pleasure to be back in the Northland, even if virtually.
So it turns out that you and I spent some time in Rochester, my hometown. You were there working for the world-famous Mayo Clinic. How did you become an author and an author of a book about, actually, this is a couple of, you've got a series, actually. This is book two in your Waterfront Mystery series. How did you go from being a scientist in Rochester to being an author and a guy who writes books about our North Shore?
Lisa, I've been a writer for 35 years, and I spent many years writing about the waterfront in Seattle. And then when my wife had the opportunity to take a job at Mayo Clinic, we moved back to Rochester, where we stayed for about 6 years. And what do you do when you're in Rochester? You write, if you're a writer, you write for the Mayo Clinic. And so I became a biomedical science writer for Mayo. And during all this time, I was frequently making trips up to the North Shore. We have a large extended family centered around Duluth, and so we were always coming to the lake. We were always coming up to, we've been sailing out of Duluth. We've been sailing out of the Bayfield area with the Apostle Islands. We would take the drive up Highway 61, you know, through to Two Harbors, to Grand Marais, to Split Rock Lighthouse. We just loved going up to the North Shore. And so when I was writing book two in my Waterfront Mystery series, the natural question is, where should I set it? And I was going to Lake Superior all these times, so it seemed only natural that I should set the book in the Arrowhead region.
Before we go back to this topic of this book, I have to ask you, though, you actually made reference to the fact that in your work for the Mayo Clinic as a science writer, you had the opportunity to preview diseases for your book. You got to tell us just a tiny bit more about that.
Well, when I was at Mayo Clinic, I was the person who was taking the hardcore research and translating it so that the public could understand what they were doing. And there are brilliant scientists and doctors working at Mayo Clinic, but the public doesn't always understand what they're doing. And so my job was to try to take the latest study on MS or the latest work on diabetes or health disease and translate that so that the public could understand what they were doing. And so as I oftentimes joke, I had a chance to preview all my future diseases by doing this work for Mayo Clinic. And so I was writing for their research magazine, and I was editing their research newsletter. And then I got a job with the Center for Individualized Medicine that took me into the whole world of genomics that I knew nothing about. It was such a fascinating time having to write about all the work that they're doing on the very micro level with genomics. And that was just fascinating, just fascinating.
So do you incorporate, I mean, do you have the opportunity now? Did you go, oh, this will make a great thing for the victim to be afflicted with?
I haven't used it yet, and part of that's because you have to understand the life cycle that it takes to write a book. The first book took place long before we ever moved to Minnesota, even though it was published just after we returned to Seattle, in part because it takes a long time if you have a day job trying to write a novel on the side and weekends and nights. And so I have a future book that I've started plotting out where some of the medical experience that I had in Rochester will start to play. But right now that hasn't happened yet. So the one that we're talking about, Within a Shadowed Forest, there's no, you know, nefarious medical saboteur out there trying to kill people.
Darn it.
I know. It takes time to. So maybe book three, we'll be able to get that in there.
So what can you tell us without spoilers about Within a Shadowed Forest?
Characters have always interested me more than plot. And so even though I have to play by the rules of mystery genre, because it is a mystery, I'm hoping that readers find the characters to be intriguing to them and that they want to know more about the characters. And so it starts out in Duluth with both of my characters have been in Seattle. One returns home to Duluth and his truck explodes. And from there, the question is, why were they after McAuliffe is the name of the character. And he asks his good friend, Martha Whitaker, who is the protagonist of my series, to come help him solve this mystery. And so that brings them to Duluth, and up from there they head up the North Shore on Highway 61, and a large part of the plot is set in Grand Marais on the Superior hiking trail. McAuliffe has to take a boat out onto Lake Superior and ends up at Isle Royal. So all these things that I had been doing over the years as we were visiting family and I was doing research for the book started to weave its way into the novel. And so I'm hoping the readers will find the characters interesting and the plot page turning. If they do that, then I have done my job as an author.
Many of the authors that I've been talking to in recent weeks, even if you would have asked them back in the day, are they fans of new technology, probably would have said no. But they're really excited about this whole idea of book launch, virtual book launch parties. And opportunities to kind of be based through the website or the social media page of a local bookseller and have the opportunity to do kind of a book launch event virtually. Are you exploring anything like that, in particular for our region here with this book?
Well, I've just started doing the book promotions, and I'm absolutely exploring that, and in part because authors are forced to. We no longer have the opportunity to come read at the local bookstore. Now, that may change in a year, but right now we have to embrace the new technology with the idea of doing more of our events virtually because we don't have the opportunity to come out in person and meet readers. So anybody who's not embracing the new technology they're at a real disadvantage to market their book and to sell their book and to find readers. And connecting with readers is one of the great joys of writing books.
I'm excited about how excited the authors seem to be about realizing that the attendance is great, that many people can attend online who could not attend perhaps in person. You know, maybe they couldn't drive an hour and a half into town, or, you know, maybe they couldn't drive either up to Grand Marais to an event in Grand Marais or down from Grand Marais to an event in Duluth, but they can take part online. And it's a wonderful way for authors to be able to, depending on how they set it up, to interact with their readers live from anywhere. So well, it's really kind of cool.
It is very cool. And I just attended a book or an author event in Red Wing, Minnesota. I joined the Zoom conversation A couple of my good friends in Rochester are poets, and so every year there's this poet-artist collaboration where they publish poetry that goes with a painting. And normally I wouldn't have been able to attend, but because it was all virtual, I got to hear them read their poems, I got to see the artwork, and I was sitting here in Seattle watching it all in Red Wing, Minnesota, and there was, I believe, 150 of us online watching this event. And it was a great way to see how technology opens up the opportunity for readers anywhere to join the program.
It really is exciting. I'm finding so many Zoom events that I want to attend that I could spend almost as much time doing Zoom for fun as you have to do Zoom for work. Jeff, thank
you.
Well,
in these days of social isolation, Zoom has become a real lifesaver for those of us who do like social interaction. And now if we can take that into the professional realm, we can meet all kinds of new people and new readers. And so it's helped keep me sane. And now I'm looking for ways, planning to do Zoom book clubs. I want to do Zoom book readings, do a Zoom virtual launch. And I'm quickly trying to adapt and learn by watching what other people are doing so that I can get out there as well.
And, of course, the best thing about all of these Zoom interactions is that your dogs are always welcome. You can bring your dogs everywhere as long
Molly
as it's Bloom Zoom.
Molly Bloom is sitting here on the floor as we speak, Lisa. She pretty much, if we could get someone to knock on the door, she would bark to let you know. But right now, she's just being quiet.
Well, give Molly a kiss on her head. Thank her for being a wonderful audience. And, Jeff, thanks you for being such a wonderful guest. It was a great treat to talk with you this morning.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa. I very much appreciate the opportunity. And I wish you all the best here as we continue working from our homes as life has changed. But we will be back to normal, and I hope to be seeing you and the readers of the Northland someday in the near future.
And, of course, we're making it through because we're reading books. I mean, that's
that
COVID-19 is the universe telling us to stay home and read more. Jeff,
stay
thanks
home,
again.
Stay safe, read a book.
There you go. Jeff Briggs is the author of Within a Shadowed Forest. He joined us this morning as our guest on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads is produced with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.